Coast 93.1 and Hannaford Supermarkets, celebrating 20 outstanding women.
So you've had a busy couple months.
Oh. Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. So. Lori works at Maine Med, obviously during COVID-19. No matter what you're doing there, things have been a little bit extra stressful, but you're like right in the middle of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so. One of my units that I oversee and support was converted to a COVID unit at the beginning of all this, and it's been quite the experience. And like you said, everybody's dealing with this in a very new way. The new world's working a little bit differently, but these guys that I'm supporting are amazing. They're just absolutely amazing. They've stepped up. They are compassionate care providers. It's just remarkable to watch and see the amazing things that people are doing.
I keep thinking during all this, it must be hard to see the loneliness that patients, COVID-19 patients, experience.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely something that, as nurses, we have a sense of compassion to begin with. That's why we went into this. But you've really got to dig deep to understand that we are these people's really their family.
Yeah.
And we're utilizing technology, and we're having Zoom meetings with people, and we're having face-to-face things in the new technology world that we live in. But it doesn't negate a handhold, and it doesn't negate somebody being physically present. And that's what the nurses and the doctors and the CNAs, and that's what everybody's now stepping up to do. So we might not be doing as much tasky work, if you will, but we're definitely there for those emotional intimate moments with our patients.
I also wonder about people who are in nursing school right now and being like, oh crap, what have I done?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like, what would you say to them? Because I know we have a lot of listeners who are, you know, studying nursing and they've got to be a little bit, you know, having second thoughts.
Sure. I mean, I think it's very simple. This is what we're here to do. Like, we are nurses and we need to stand up and within a pandemic. Like, this is who we are and what we do. So we need to continue to foster our professional growth, and we need to continue to add nurses, because without nurses, we wouldn't have gotten as far as we have with this pandemic, to be honest.
Yep.
And for all of our medical colleagues, our physicians are outstanding. Everybody's doing a remarkable job here at Maine Med, for sure. But we need nurses to come into this profession to continue to do just what we've all stepped up to do, and that's what they should be inspired to do, is act like those nurses that that we've seen over the last several months.
Absolutely. We are in deep admiration of everyone who's out on the front lines of this. And I know your son nominated you. How did you find out that you were named one of the 20 outstanding women?
My son, Nick, who nominated me, my husband and I dropped my son Jack off to college. And then we're told that Nick needed to go back to school on Thursday. So we dropped two kids off to college in two different states within 2 days of each other, which is stressful in and of itself, right?
Sure.
On our way back from dropping Nick off, I got the call from the radio station, and I was like, what is this about? Like, you know, it was already stressful enough that we dropped the kids off to college, and now we're empty nesters, and all this fun stuff, all this crazy stuff is going on. So it was emotionally exhausting. And let's just say that the packing of things with Nick, you know, sometimes with teenage boys, you've got to set limits. There might be some arguments about, you know, some things that they need to take and whatnot. So
you had a couple of battles.
Yeah, we had a couple of battles.
Yeah, all right.
He ended up going to school with 45 shirts, which I think is a bit excessive. But anyway.
He sounds like me.
Yeah, I know.
So he went with his shirts, and we said goodbye, and we went our way, and I cried a little bit. And sure enough, I get this call that says, your son did this for you. And it was just one of those moments that you're like, oh, my goodness. You know, he does get it. He gets the whole big picture, and it was remarkable. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh.
Well, you're an outstanding mom and an outstanding woman, Lori.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations, and truly give our best to everyone over there at Maine Med, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
To meet Lori and the rest of Coast and Hannaford's 20 outstanding women, go to coast931.com.